the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
You're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. Thank you for joining us as we continue the conversation on brain development with Pamela Epley.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Christina.
So we've learned a lot on brain development and specifically what makes an impact on brain development. Can you talk about how early childhood programs can be influential on brain development?
Oh, I think they can be hugely influential, both at a macro or big level as well as a micro or more individual level. I think nurturing, stable, and engaging environments support healthy brain development. So at a programmatic level, the physical environment that is nurturing physically, that children have space in, that it's safe, that they're comfortable. From an administrative level, establishing routines that children know what to expect, having consistency in those routines in terms of drop-off times for their parents, pickup times, right? Having policies where parents are able to come into a center, able to help their child through the transition, have the child care provider work with that transition instead of having a child just dropped off and the parent leaving if that's not what works for that child. Another way, I think, is really trying to hire and train child care professionals that understand development, even if they're not experts in development, understanding basic development, understanding the need to be able to read children's cues, how to read some of those non-verbal cues that children show us in terms of their coloring, their muscle tone, and recognizing that every time the caregiver is able to read those and respond and to help the child get through that, they're actually strengthening the child's brain and development and really seeing the value in doing that. So I guess it's at a policy level in programs, and it's at a hiring and a training of professionals that can really support children throughout their day-to-day interactions as they spend the days together.
Just to follow up on the professionals piece, can you talk about the type of training that cultivates this type of skills and expertise to work with young children to then contribute to healthy brain development?
I think brain development is so complex, but at the same time, there's general understandings that all early childhood providers or caregivers could understand. So I think they learn best through use of video, being able to see some of the changes that experiences make and have examples of how you can recognize children's cues and respond to them. Harvard Center on the Developing Child has some really excellent training videos that are pretty short that explain these ideas around serve and return and explain how the foundation of the brain or the architecture of the brain is developed and how important just simple interactions are between caregivers and children. It really is, I think, helping them understand how the small interactions they have constantly throughout the day are critically important, and that every time they have those, they're actually miraculously contributing to healthy brain development.
Great. That was really helpful. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks for listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast. This concludes this series. Stay up to date with the latest in early childhood developments with future podcasts. For more information about the Early Childhood Leadership Academy, please visit www.erickson.edu. That's www.erickson.edu.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.